happened?
I know you didn't hear it.
I did.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. The fact that this segment just starts with just Joe dying laughing is, I think, perfect. Hopefully our bets are don't make us laugh.
Did I tell Aaron what I said?
We're
talking about Pat Steele. I said that's going to be my porn name.
And that puts a bow nicely on a Friday show heading into Memorial Day.
Wow. Take the website. Take the domain now.
Wait, let me Pat go to GoDaddy.
PatSteele.com.
Let me check.
I really mostly feel for Paul trying to book college football guests in August. Listen, you know, you came on
last
year.
There's been a
lot
of sex talk on this show.
A little too much, if we're probably all being honest with each other today.
It's available. Do we want to E at the end of Steel or not?
Yes.
Yes.
We want to E.
Yes. We need the E. Yeah. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
If we're going to do the E at the end, I can get .net. But if we do it without the E, I can get the .com.
Okay. No. Then do without the
E. I think you do .net. I mean, that makes it still seem like edgy and... You know.
Yeah, and a little slightly sketchy.
Yeah. Oh, it's the whole thing is sketchy.
Not org
are only informational.
.org for a porn site?
You can't. Yeah, and they don't allow that. Someone has to have rules on the internet. We can't ruin the orgs, okay? Leave the orgs alone. All right, now that we're there, it is time for a lightning round.
You have homework to start OnlyFans over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Joe OnlyFans.
I do.
It's actually pretty good.
That is something you see with 99%.
The Pat Steele resurgence.
I do think that's a pretty good name. You don't think?
I just spit out my coffee.
I mean,
do we have lightning bets?
Probably. All right, okay. I got one.
Okay, give us something.
Tatum. Aaron, what'd he say?
Well, OG Plus wants Joji's OnlyFans name to be Grape.
What is it? I didn't hear it.
Grape Nuts.
I mean, that would have to be the name. That would have to be the name. We're not going to make that account, but that would have to be the name.
Paul's dead. Our story.
Chat during... rest of the show here, final few minutes. What's the porn star name for everybody on the show? That's scary. Well, what used to be the thing in grade school? You would take the street you grew up on.
Right.
No, your middle name.
And your middle name.
And the street you grew up on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to say mine.
Your middle name or the street you grew up on?
Well, I don't. Okay, so middle name is Richard, which could also be what?
Dick.
Dick what? What's the street name?
Mobile.
Oh, that's a name.
Oh my gosh. Get rid of Pat Steele. Dick Mobile is...
Do we have to redo the imaging on this show?
I need a Dick Mobile in my house.
And from there, lightning bets. I will start us off. I feel like I probably should get this thing back together here before we lose it. Okay.
Done.
I'll start us off. I'll start us off lightning bets for... I'm going to try to. Lightning bets for tonight. Then we'll get to Joe. We'll get to Aaron. And we'll see what's left of this program by the time the lights go off in about 8 minutes.
Oh, the lights are going out. We're all fired for Memorial Day.
Let's do this. Celtics. I'm going to be on the Celtics -8.5 tonight. I don't care. I'm tired of the NBA. I'm tired of trying to pretend that the dogs are going to cover. This is going to be a rout. Miami's going to lose by double digits. Celtics -8.5. I won't think twice. Celtics to the NBA Finals, just like Draymond Green said they would go. And baseball, I'm going to be on the Blue Jays -118 tonight against the Angels. Manoah has been excellent. For as much as the Blue Jays have really not been what we expected, They've got Gausman and Manoah pitching at a ridiculous level right now. If that keeps up, they will be as dangerous as anyone in baseball coming down the stretch of the season. So I'll go with Manoah and the Blue Jays minus 118 tonight. And I will be looking when it pops up. I haven't seen it yet. For the strikeout prop for Carlos Rodon against the Reds. Reds are one of the worst teams striking out. They're coming off the high of beating up the Cubs pitching. I think they come way back down to earth, and Rodon strikes out a bunch. So I'll be on that, assuming it's 6.5. It's my guess it'll be tonight. I'll go the over. Probably. Carlos Rodon, who's striking out. I think you mentioned it the other day, Joe, like 13/9. His strikeout rate's insane. So I'll be on Rodon tonight with a strikeout prop. And then I've got a home run prop coming up in a couple minutes, assuming we can get there.
He should be the favorite for the NL Cy Young. I'm guessing the injury is the reason that he isn't, but I think he should be the favorite. All right, instead of taking Boston at a plus 140, that's the best number I see for the title, I'm thinking there's just way too much value in Tatum at plus 220 for finals MVP. So I think the C's are going to win, so I'm going to go Tatum, plus 220. The number's probably going to shorten up if they lock things up tonight. So I'm going to go Tatum, finals MVP. The Avs are probably going to end it tonight. Probably, you would think. I'm going to play the over. Over 6.5. The over has hit in the last three games, 7, 9, and 9. It's at 6.5 like it has been all series. So I'm going to play that one. And what else? What else did we have? Oh, Major League Baseball. I'm on board with you with the Blue Jays. I think that's the best play on the board. So I'm going that, and it's near a coin flip. I'm down minus 118, minus 120 in that range. I think that's a strong play for tonight. So that's all I got.
I like it. Aaron, what do you got?
Yeah, so I'm going to do the two-leg parlay that we discussed in the MLB segment. So fading flexing. And Verlander on the mound. So I am doing Astros first half money line. It's minus 200. And I'm going to parlay that with Padres first half money line. And together it's plus 125. And really, I mean, with my Celtics futures, you know, I'm just going to kick back and relax.
You got sure. it. You won already. You're there. Almost closing that all out. All right. So that's, it'll be fun when we get back on Tuesday for the show. There'll be a show on Monday. Becky O'Dell will be on the air, so don't worry. We'll have a show for you. But the three of us will be back together on Tuesday. We will have an NBA Finals to preview, which hopefully, and I think it will, be more competitive than the last, you know, 16 or 17
for,
days of play.
Or Thursday. We got 3 days of preview.
We do. Yeah. When did the when does the Stanley Cup next round start? Like, it's got to start sooner.
I'm not sure that one is set. Because you still have to get a team on each side, but I don't think they go in advance. Maybe they do with the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, but we won't have to wait. Well, we should have games. Something will happen next week earlier than Thursday. It will. Okay, so we got our plays in. It is time to hear what Paul has for us, besides I'm sure wanting to scold us for this
I think my rent's going to be re-upping the resume over the weekend now, since you guys are going to have a new producer next week. So I had throughout the show, I heard a lot of Mets, a lot of Mariners, a lot of Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going the other way on all those. And a lot of Minnesota Twins. I don't think that was actually out there, but so Royals money line, just doing the fade the M's thing for a day. Royals money line plus 160, Cardinals money line plus 120. Verlander, a different way to play. He's done this both of his starts against the Mariners this year, over 18.5 outs at minus 120. So I think he'll get into the seventh and knock out an out at least there. And the Padres, I'm with you guys there. I'm going to go to the team total over 4.5 at plus 115. And that is pretty much – oh, I'll throw a home run prop out there just because. But Charlie Blackmon against the Nats today. He's got decent numbers against their starter. So does not have a home run against him yet, but at plus 520, I believe, is the number I got. So that'll be my pick for the weekend.
I like it. Dave has been with us this week, and we appreciate him working with us. He has some plays. David, what do you got?
Over 8 in the Mets and Phillies. Alec Manoah over 6.5 strikes versus the Angels, and Shane Bieber over 6.5 strikeouts versus the Tigers.
I like it. Yeah, Bieber's had a weird year so far. It's not quite what he was a couple years ago, but they stink. They can't score. So I do like that play. All right, let's roll through some home run props here. Joe, do you have one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dodgers game tonight at Arizona. When home runs are hit on a regular basis, it flies out. I'm going to roll a good number I'm looking for. Don't love the Mookie Betts one, but I'll go with Chris Taylor plus 400.
I like that. Platoon advantage for him. Aaron, are you going back to the Aaron Judge well, or do we have a new one?
I thought about it, but I think I'm going to go with this Yordan Alvarez fella. Fade flexing is what I'm going to do. It's plus 340.
All right. I'm going to be on Max Kepler tonight for the Minnesota Twins against Brad Keller. 21 career plate appearances, 813 slugging, 2 homers. You can find Kepler plus 560. I thought the number would be way shorter for Max Kepler against Brad Keller. So those are our plays. Those are the home run props. It is David, did you have a home run prop?
Yeah, real quick. I'm going against the M void.
Uh-oh.
I'm going Manny Machado versus the Pirates.
Double M.
Cancels out. Cancels out.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no. I went Max Kepler. I'm going to lose automatically. Yeah, I went with an M.
You're all done.
What a joke. But yeah, I like the David play, the Manny Machado, the double M there. All right, everyone, have a great weekend. Joe, we got baseball tonight for you, coaching?
Yeah, we've got a tournament. So baseball the next few days. It'll be fun just to hang out.
What's the number?
I don't want to talk about it. I got to figure out who's pitching today. I don't know. I reworked the lineup last night.
Yeah?
You're a napkin Joe Madden, guy?
Joe Madden kind of guy?
My what guy?
Napkin? Lineup card?
No. Oh, are you kidding me? My wife bought me this whole magnetic board that we hang in the dugout, of course. Yeah. With our logo and stuff. Like, yeah.
I love your wife. She sounds so cool.
You have spreadsheets with the exit velocity and everything all there for you?
You'd be amazed. I was looking up OBP in the last 3 games with some of them. The strikeout percentage with the pitchers.
You need it. You need it. Everyone have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Show back on Monday right here as always on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.